There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. For the first time, Israel has been listed alongside Iran, Russia and Turkey in the Netherlands 2025 threat assessment. The report by the National Coordinator for Terrorism and Security notes Israel's efforts to sway perceptions abroad, citing a post-attack report from the Israeli Ministry of Diaspora. Additionally, Israel is identified as a target for interference, which mentions threats against Dutch institutions like the International Criminal Court. There's been no reaction to this report thus far. Meanwhile, Japan's recent election saw a rise of the far-right Sanseito Party, reflecting growing nationalist and anti-immigrant sentiments. The party's rhetoric included controversial claims linking Jewish financiers to global crises like COVID-19, insisting that Sanseito would not sell Japan out to Jewish capital despite denying anti-Semitism. It is estimated that about 1,000 Jews live in Japan, most of them immigrants and expatriates. A US podcast with over 1.5 million followers, The Fresh and Fit, is facing backlash after viral clips revealed guests making inflammatory anti-Semitic remarks. The hosts are seen laughing and nodding as one guest justified Hitler's actions, suggesting Jews avoid accountability and others suggesting that they deserve the Holocaust. U.S. Congressman Richie Torres condemned the segment as profoundly disturbing, warning that such open Holocaust denial and glorification threatens global societal values and human decency. Azerbaijan's strong ties with Israel positions it as a prime candidate to join the expanding Abraham Accords, says analyst Joseph Epstein. Epstein notes that including Azerbaijan would send a powerful message to Muslim-majority states like Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan, promoting cooperation with Israel and countering Iran's influence. Experts also emphasize that Azerbaijan's inclusion should reinforce the Accords' focus on Muslim-Jewish relations. Let's now look at what other stories have been making headlines. UN ministers will convene today to discuss a two-state solution for Israel and Palestine, despite the US and Israel boycotting the event. An IDF investigation reveals failures in protecting Kibbutz Sufa during the October 7th Hamas attack, citing command collapse, poor preparedness, and delayed reinforcements. Ivan Chirivella, the pilot who removed Jewish children from a Vueling flight recently, allegedly trained two 9/11 hijackers, raising concerns about extremist links to aviation security. According to defense correspondent Yoav Limor, Yemen's Houthi rebels, backed by Iran, are reportedly training for an invasion of Israel. The threat is being closely monitored by Israel, which fears a surprise attack on key targets, such as the Red Sea port city of Eilat. Israel's Holocaust Museum has strongly condemned false claims of Israeli genocide, calling them dangerous distortions, which dishonor the memory of Nazi victims and distort historical truth. Tom Lehrer, legendary satirist known for Hanukkah in Santa Monica, has died at the age of 97. His 1990 song was amongst the first popular Jewish holiday tunes. And finally, Israel Premier Tech recently hosted Ofer Calderon, a brave Israeli who endured 484 days in Hamas captivity in Gaza, as their guest at the final stage of the 2025 Tour de France in Paris. Calderon, a passionate cyclist, was abducted with his family in October 2023. Calderon's appearance on the Champs-Élysées marked a powerful moment of hope and resilience as he rode towards the Arc de Triomphe, symbolizing triumph over adversity. His emotional journey underscores the ongoing fight to free hostages and bring peace to Israel. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. The Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.